Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. There is a festival in central Idaho that celebrates the cultural heritage of people who landed there and made a life there. They happen to be shepherds. And so part of the festival is that they would gather herd after herd of sheep, and they would parade them down the main street of one of the small towns. And I remember watching this and seeing the sheep turn a corner and then wondering, wait a second, how do they know which sheep go where after this thing is over? How do they know this? Much later, a friend of mine who happened to also be a shepherd, he grew up with it, his parents were sheep farmers as well, he said, when we studied John 10, he said, it's true, you know, shepherds or sheep will listen to the voice of their shepherd. It's the only voice they'll follow. Really? I said. I mean, I thought sheep were dumb. And they just wandered and got lost. That's all sheep did. And he said, no, 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 it's true. When the sheep get all bunched together like that, a shepherd will come, make his sound or speak his words, his voice, and sure enough, it happens. His sheep will come and follow him. I was fascinated by this, and I wanted to give it a try, but I had no sheep. So I had to instead resort to another question. Are sheep born with this ability that all of a sudden they hear the voice of a shepherd and they follow that shepherd the rest of their days? Or do sheep learn the voice of their shepherd over a span of time and a process? Maybe it works a little bit like this. I know of another shepherd who lives on the edge of a desert in central Idaho. He only had 4 sheep, and one of the sheep was a new one. And this new one was particular. He was ornery, and this farmer had a pretty good piece of land that he had for his sheep, but he had an old fence around it. And this sheep could find all the best spots to push and to shove and to get out and wander. Now, the sheep had no idea what was beyond the fence. No idea. I mean, these sheep and the farmer could hear the sound of coyotes just right on the edge of the wilderness. They could hear them when the sun was going down. The sheep had no idea what that sound was or what would happen if the coyotes caught them. All the sheep knew was that he needed to be on that side of the fence, not this. And so he would follow his nose, his whims, his aimless desires, and go. Now the shepherd knew about it. He would see where the sheep would get out. He'd find the sheep on the other side of the fence, go to him, collect him up, bring him back into the pasture, and then he would close up the broken fence. And then this shepherd would do something that I found remarkable. Night after night, morning after morning, this shepherd would speak to his sheep. You'd almost think it seemed odd or crazy. He was out there in the wilderness talking to 4 sheep. Sometimes he would even sing. And then he would give a little bit of food as he would speak, sometimes sing. And little by little, this new sheep got used to this, that with a few words, an occasional song, there was some food. He was learning where his home was and who his home was with. And so then in time, this shepherd would just have to walk toward the pasture and say a few words, and there all 4 sheep would gather together. They knew they would be cared for and fed. Now, you and I are a lot like that 4th sheep, aren't we? We often find ourselves desiring things that we hardly know why we desire them. We often wander wherever our noses or our hearts lead us toward dangerous places, dangers that we cannot even fathom. We have our vices and our triggers, things that cause our hearts and our lives to feel distracted, discontent. We follow just a little ways, following the trail of greed, and soon our whole heart, our whole life gets swallowed up with wanting more and more and more. We follow just a little ways down the trail of envy, and soon none of the good things that we have are good enough anymore. We follow just a little ways down the trail of lust, and little by little, our lives, our relationships, our marriages begin to dissolve from abandoned love. We follow just a little ways down the path of anger, and all of a sudden, so many of our conversations and interactions feel bitter and vinegary. Dear friends, we need our shepherd to scoop us up, bring us back into the good pasture, the place of the good life. We need him to call our names, to awaken us from our stupor. And this is exactly what the good shepherd does. He notices our wayward behavior. He notices when we stray from the good pasture. Goes to us, collects us into his arms, and brings us back. And then night after night, morning after morning, he speaks to us, sings to us sometimes. And little by little, our hearts begin to see something, sometimes even feel something. Yes, the voice of this shepherd is good. The words that he speaks fill our hearts with faith and trust. We begin to associate the things that he says, the songs that he sings, with peace, life, and even freedom. The shepherd, his words also start to calm our hearts when greed calls to us. The shepherd sings about generosity. When envy whispers, our shepherd speaks about happy contentment. When lust strikes our hearts, the shepherd poetically shares about love that nurtures others. And when anger makes our face hot, our shepherd soothes us with a melody of mildness. So, dear friends, getting used to the voice of the shepherd takes time. It does not happen automatically. The Christian life does not just happen automatically. The word of our shepherd, the word of the Lord, comes to us. Comes to us evening and morning, nighttime and daytime, to console us, to fill our hearts with faith, and little by little, little by little, we do come to prefer this word of our good shepherd. Yes, he notices when our hearts stray and we wander, but he does not leave us to our own destruction. He will not let the wolves or the coyotes of this world devour you. So, dear friends, listen to that voice of your good shepherd. Hear his voice morning and evening, nighttime and daytime. May his words permeate your heart, your mind, and your homes. May you be filled with faith, especially in our age of such quick distraction. So be drawn to the shepherd. Follow him. He intends to give you abundant life. Trust him. Trust his words. Amen. Now may the grace of God, which surpasses human understanding, guard you and keep you in the true faith, both now and forevermore.